What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault here on bettingpros.com, always being brought to you by BetMGM. Now, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, social media, at Sports Talk. Matt is where you're going to find me here on a Friday. So let's recap a Thursday. We called that the Heat Check Podcast yesterday. It was okay. Look, it's another winning day. I can't get angry about being up, what, 0.75 units? So we get the Rams in a laugher. That was awesome. Rams easily, you know, those are the games where I want to tell you to bet more, but I believe in flat wagering. I believe in slow and steady. I believe in not hammering. And so, you know, I bet one unit at minus 110, and we had that easily. The same game teaser at minus 125, Rams plus one under 50.5. That was a cakewalk. The heat check teaser at a half a unit does not come in because the Patriots got blown out, losing it, what, 24-3? So they got annihilated. That does not fall. And maybe a sign that a chilly couple of days are coming. In the last game, San Diego State, we had 147.5 as a total. We played the under. Arizona State started bombing threes in the last couple of minutes, and a kid hit a top-of-the-key NBA three with 45 seconds to go. If it's a two, it's a cover on the hook. And we were running so hot that that is when we would have gotten that right. That would have been a two-point bucket, not a three-point bucket, and it would have fallen at 147, and we would have hit the under. Instead, it's a three-point shot. The final total is 148. And we're on the wrong side. So, you know, that's unfortunate. You know, that's just maybe a sign that we're not going to get all the breaks. For six straight days or five straight days, we got every break. We got every bounce and good thing, hanging the Colts game and whatnot. Everything was going our way. So last night, it doesn't go our way in the basketball game. And I come back here with one college football play and two college basketball plays, all at one unit. And we've got the what if I played a parlay but didn't bet it parlay coming up today as well here on a Friday. Now, remember, I'm doing these parlays. I'm not betting them. I'm doing them to show you what happens if you parlay and how hard it is to hit parlays. I'm not betting these, okay? But it has to be 5-1. And these are just kind of giving you an example as to like what happens if you're going to throw everything together. So this is rivalry Friday. It's weird, right? 2020 is so flippin' strange. But we have a monster card of big rivalry games coming up here on a Friday. We have Arizona State at Arizona in college football. We have Creighton hosting Nebraska in college basketball. And we have Iowa hosting Iowa State in college basketball. Really weird. These are big games. I mean, these are games that you really always kind of gravitate towards. And, like, you circle on the calendar and you're like, man, that's going to be a big game. I can't wait to see what happens. This is going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to watching these games. So, I mean, I'm kind of bummed out that we're not going to get these things the way that we normally would. I mean, with the separation that we normally have. And it's odd to me. But, I mean, these are games where I think you have to take a look at it. And I'm going to tempt fate a little bit here, and normally I would play a full unit in football, and I would play a half a unit in basketball, but because we're up, I mean, what are we up now, 18 units or so here in historically in the Daily Juice, and then over the last couple of weeks, I mean, last week, what are we up? I'm going to put a little more into the market than I normally would just because that could burn me. That, I mean, an 0-3 night could very easily be coming. I like the NFL slate, okay? I've been doing very well in the NFL, one of my best years in the NFL to date. I like the NFL. We're already 1-0. Dan Harris and I are 1-0 for our DK contest, the Pick'em contest. We have to really, I mean, we got to go like 9-1 or 10-0 the next 2 weeks to even have a shot at potentially finishing in the money. But, you know, we went 4-1 last week. We're off to a 1-0 start this week. And I do like that podcast, the Betting Pros and NFL podcast with Dan Harris and myself. Should be out at the time that you're listening to this. The video and the audio should be out on Friday morning. So you can go and listen to Dan Harris and I break down every single NFL football game. So that's going to be exciting. Dan Harris also is making his debut on my radio show this morning, talking fantasy football as fantasy football playoffs begin. So we're going to get into that with Dan Harris on my radio show, Pushing the Odds. So that's going to be fun to have him on. He'll be on at 2:40 Eastern, I guess morning my time, 11:40 my time in the morning, but 2:40 Eastern time. If you want to listen to that, just go to my Twitter feed and you'll see how you can listen to Dan Harris being on my radio show coming up here today on a Friday. So 1-0 start to that. That's nice. The DraftKings contest has that one unique rule that you can put Thursday in and not the other four games. That's why we didn't do that in the Westgate. That's why we didn't do it in the Circa, because if you play Thursday, you have to play your entire card on Thursday, and nobody does that because that's death, because injuries and COVID and everything else. You just can't do that. So we're going to wait and we're going to watch. We're going to see how the line moves and whatnot for the Circa play. Went 5-0 in Circa, went 5-0 in the Westgate last week, 4-1 in the DraftKings. So I do like the card this weekend. There are some games I do actually really like in the NFL. I don't like the college football card at all tomorrow, and I may have one or two games. It'll be a light day tomorrow, maybe a little more college basketball, but it'll be a light day tomorrow. So many games being canceled for COVID, and really the next weekend, championship Saturday next weekend, that's really good. We'll get heavily involved next weekend, not heavily involved for coming up for this Saturday, but typical Sunday with multiple plays going on Sunday, and looking forward to the Sunday conversations for sure. And there is a new little hook, by the way, for our Sunday live streams that we're telling everybody about. So for prop bets, I've been pretty much like a 500 better when it comes to prop bets. Dan Harris has hit 8 in a row. He's hit 8 of his last 10 of the prop bets he's given us on the live stream. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to bet Dan Harris's place. Dan's going to tell me what to bet for the prop bets, and then I'm going to tell you what to bet on the live stream from Dan Harris. So normally he gives me like 1, 2, or 3 props. He's going to give me minimum 5 for the live stream for the rest of the NFL season starting this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern on our YouTube channel for Betting Pros. So that's a little bit of a change, a little unique thing you're going to get coming up this Sunday. So Dan Harris's prop bets will be my prop bets. I will bet them, and we will hopefully be off and running here with... He bets in New Hampshire a lot, so that I mean, he's going to give it to me ahead of time so I can talk to my family on the East Coast to make sure those bets get played. But Dan's been very good with prop bets, so he's going to do the prop bets. Those will be the live stream prop bets that I will bet, and I will give you coming up on Sunday, 11 o'clock Eastern for that. So there's a little bit of a change for our live stream. But if you want to sign up for a BetMGM offer for NFL football games this coming weekend, you guys know the deal. Juice100 is the promo code. Download a new user for the app. Download it. Juice100 for $1 on the money line. Any team you bet on, if that game has a touchdown, you will score 100 free bets, $100 in free bets from BetMGM by using the bonus code Juice100. Very simple, very easy. And pick it. $1 bet wins $100 in free bets. Thanks to BetMGM. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in Tennessee, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia when you make the bet. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's get to the plays coming up here for a Friday. Let's start with college football. I got 3 plays, all of them one unit. Again, normally I would split this in half and put a half a unit, but there's a reason why I'm putting full units down on it, so I'll get to that in a second. But let's talk about Arizona State and Arizona. So this game was tipped off to me by my friend Sean Lockhart, who comes on the show every single Thursday. He gives away his plays, and this is his big bet for the day, and he loves his Arizona State Sun Devils. He's an alum. I was on the under last night involving Arizona State basketball, so they owe me. Arizona State is laying 11.5 here. You can buy it down to 11, but I don't think there's that big of a difference between, I mean, key number is 10 to 13. It's not that big of a difference, so I left it alone. I'm gonna ride with it. But here's the problem for Arizona. They're 0-4. Both these teams stink. ASU is 0-2, but they've had major COVID problems and stoppages and issues. The head coach, Herm Edwards, has had COVID. But Arizona gives up 273.5 yards rushing a game. 273.5 yards rushing per game. They lost to USC 34-30. They lost to Washington 44-27. They lost to UCLA 27-10. And they lost to Colorado 24-13. Okay. Only two games have been played. Arizona State blew that big lead against USC. They lost it 28-27, and they lost to UCLA 25-18. However, this is a rivalry game, and I don't believe Arizona's any good. Kevin Sumlin very well might be on the way out. There's a lot of talk about the kids have quit on him, and they don't want to be there. Herm Edwards wants to win a football game, man, and I don't think in these rivalry games, I don't think that they stop. I think this is a two-touchdown win for Arizona State minimum here. And we're going to lay the 11.5 here with Arizona State in the first of three big rivalry games. Arizona State against Arizona. We're laying the 11.5 for the team on the road. Not the big of a deal, though, with the crowd noise. If there is a crowd at all, maybe a small crowd that's going to be there. But Arizona State minus 11.5 against Arizona. We will take a two-touchdown win for the Sun Devils. Okay, game number two. Let's talk about Iowa State at Iowa. These are the games, man. These are get-right spots, okay? And these are big numbers. I'm laying big numbers today. I'm laying chalk today. I might be getting myself into a world of hurt, but I see big mismatches. I think Arizona State's a lot better than Arizona. I think Iowa is a lot better than Iowa State. I think Iowa State's got rebounding problems. I think Iowa State's got size problems. I think Iowa State's going to have a Luka Garza problem. These are the games. For Luka Garza, you come back to college basketball wearing a Hawkeye uniform to play the Cyclones. The Cyclones lost a lot off last year's team. They're not doing a great job so far, but Iowa scoring 98 points per game. That's number one in the country. And Iowa State, I mean, they're okay defensively, but they're giving up 67 points per game. They have a minus seven scoring margin, average scoring margin right now. And I think they're going to have a world of hurt trying to stop Luka Garza. I think this is one of the games that Luka has, like, I don't know, like 30-15. He just destroys Iowa State coming up today. I'm laying the 14 points here. I know it's a lot of points, but if you just look at what has happened so far for Iowa, Iowa has covered three of their four games. They covered against North Carolina. They covered a 31-point margin against Western Illinois. They didn't cover against Southern Cal, but Southern University. They were 28.5-point favorites, won by 27. And North Carolina Central, they were 28.5-point favorites against them, and they won by 30. They're 3-1 against the number. I mean, as 32-point favorites against Arkansas Pine Bluff, Iowa State won by 17. They lost outright to South Dakota State. I mean, this is not a very good Cyclone team right now. And as I said, they can't rebound. I know you might go, oh, they're going to bow up. It's a big rivalry game, but it's on the road. I've seen these games before. If Iowa was at Iowa State, I might think differently about laying 14 here. But Iowa at home, I mean, they just won by 13 against North Carolina, and North Carolina is a lot better basketball team than Iowa State is right now. Plus, you add in the rivalry. It's always fun to beat the holy hell out of your little brother. I'm going to lay the 14 here. Iowa minus 14 against Iowa State here in our second of three rivalry games. And then if you know anything about me, you know what my third play is going to be. And this is a game that I lived for. I still do. I still live for it. Nebraska at Creighton. I like Fred Hoiberg, okay? I knew him at Iowa State. He always gave me a fair shake. T.J. Otzenberger, who's now the coach at UNLV, I mean, that's how I got to know TJ really well, was when he was on Fred's staff and he was on Greg McDermott's staff first. I guess I met TJ on Greg McDermott's staff first. But this game, Greg McDermott knows that if he punishes Nebraska and he covers, his alumni are very happy. This is about, I mean, I used to argue on my radio show that you had to pick a side of the Platte River, right? Omaha and Lincoln are split by the Platte River. Like, pick a side of the Platte, I used to say. And Nebraska's not very good, all right? And the Blue Jays haven't shot the ball as well as I will have hoped them to have shot the ball early in this season. They're 2-2 against the spread. Nebraska is 2-3 against the number. They did not cover against Georgia Tech. They were 3-point dogs. They lost by 11 in their last game at home. They were 14-point favorites against South Dakota, and they won the game by 7. They did cover against North Dakota State. They were 5-point favorites against Nevada, and they lost the game outright. And this is, they took on McNeese State and they won by 47 as 12.5-point favorites. But this is the first game for Nebraska on the road. Their first road game is at Creighton. And this is at the end of finals for the Creighton Blue Jays. Finals week is always tough. And I'm 100% nervous about that one thing, that the Blue Jays during finals, sometimes it's difficult. But this is such a freaky year. And so you've got all these remote classes and you've got all these different things going on that it's not the same type of school year. So I don't think the drain is the same. I don't think the pressure is the same. And there's always been this like adage where you always fade Creighton during finals weeks. But against Nebraska, Nebraska's first home game, sorry, first road game rather, after all their games are at home. And here's the thing again, the Blue Jays are going to be one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country, but they're shooting only at 33% right now from behind the arc. It's 152nd in the country. That is not Creighton basketball. This is a get-right spot, all right? This is the time to light up the scoreboard and hit a ton of threes at home against Nebraska, who doesn't play defense. Again, I'm going to lay the 14 points here with the Creighton Blue Jays at home against Nebraska in a big rivalry game. Another big number. I'm laying it again. I thought about teasing this game. I thought about doing a four-point teaser and teasing Creighton down and teasing Iowa down. But look, I'm going to tempt fate. If I get kicked in the face, I will change things dramatically. But this is where I'm on the precipice still of maybe being able to ride this. We missed being 3-1 yesterday by a last-second three, and we got beat on the hook. So I was right there for the under 147.5, and it was 148. So I was literally right there. So I feel like, okay, maybe I can push this just up for one more day to get us to football. Let's just get through Friday to get into Saturday. So I'm going to tempt fate a little bit. I'm going to call for some blowouts here. Three bets, all one unit. Arizona State, 11.5, laying it. Iowa, 14, laying it. Creighton, 14, laying it. And here is the what if I were to bet a parlay, but I don't bet parlays, parlay on a Friday. We did not, we got two wrong of the three legs last week. Okay. I'm not betting this, but if you bet all three of these games together, Arizona State -11.5, Creighton -14, Iowa -14, 6-1 return on investment. Okay. $100 to win $600. If you want to go ahead and ride this in taking the favorites in a big rivalry spot. The opposite normally is true, right? Normally you take the underdog, you say, hey, throw the records out, throw everything out. Not in 2020. I'm not doing that, okay? Better basketball teams, better teams overall. Home teams, although Arizona State's on the road, but for basketball, two home teams. You know, I think Nebraska and Iowa State are bad. I think Creighton and Iowa are good. Iowa's top five, Creighton's top 15. On the road, nearly beat Kansas. So I like the Blue Jays here to get that taste out of their mouth after losing. I think Marcus Zagorowski has a big game. So if you want to parlay all three of those picks together to see if I go 3-0 today, which, again, I'm tempting fate. But if you want to do it, the what if I were to bet a parlay is Iowa -14, Creighton -14, and Arizona State football laying the 11.5. So that's the Friday podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Six consecutive winning days. Can we go for number 7? If I hit these, I'm going to be floored, okay? I'm bracing for a comeback to earth day today, just FYI. But for the meantime, let's ride it. Let's get these big favorites to cash here coming up on a Friday night. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every single morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast presented by BetMGM.